How you doing today? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're starting Daf Ches. Ooh, let me roll up my sleeves. 1 second. Daf 8 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. Your friends. Okay, here's the deal, friends. So, The deal is this. Daf 8, I can't promise you that I understand it. Kind of like a lot of the things recently in Bava Metzia, I feel like there's a level of detail to here that, like, I don't know, I can't, it's just so, it almost feels like Nezikin meets Tumah and Tara, you know, like, it just feels like there's so many details, like, are you picking it up by yourself? Are you picking it up with somebody, for somebody? It's like, there's so many details. It's like, you gotta like, make sure you get all the details right. And it's like, it's a little bit confusing to know which details belong to which opinion. You know? So, but anyways. So it's like one of the, but here's the real Shaila. The real Shaila is this. There's a two dots at the end of Ches Amud Aleph. And I'm thinking that I'm gonna end there because, well, first of all, because that's all I reviewed up to, but that doesn't matter. I can always just like review more later and then pick up in the middle later. But I just think that the next sugya, all these dafs have been really funny. Like, then like feel like the natural stopping point for a lot of the previous dafs have been like to do like the amud beivs of the previous daf and the amud aleph of the current daf. So like there's like a natural stopping point at the end of Ches Amud Aleph, but then it like opens this new sugya which really goes into like tes amud beis. So I'm thinking to do that, and we'll have plenty to do today, even if we only do the first Amud of Ches, and I'm thinking to do that. I guess it probably means tomorrow's going to be pretty long, but at least we'll just, tomorrow's also going to be the kind of sugya, like I don't really understand tomorrow's sugya yet, I haven't reviewed it yet, you know, so when I go over it, I'll kind of iron out the details, but tomorrow's sugya is also going to be like really technical, so maybe we'll just like go through that whole bit. And just knock it off in one day. So I'm tempted to do that. The other option is that at the end of Ches Amud Aleph, I'll decide, you know what, I'm just going to pause the video and get back to it later. But I just don't really want to divide tomorrow's sugya into two. Because we should just knock it off in one shot. Anyways, that's my thinking, all right? That's what I'm thinking. Anyways, we also still have like part of Zayin Amud Beis to do. Let's do it. So we start on Zayin Amud Beis. About, I don't know, 15-20 lines from the bottom of the Amud, okay, of the Daf, Zayin Amud Beis, where it says, Amar Abalazar. Here we go. It's not such a posh Daf, but I guess we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. Amar Abalazar, it says Abalazar, Machlokas B'Shashneim Adukim B'Tofes. Right, like even this Daf, like really kind of started at Zayin Amud Aleph. Whatever, let's go right there. Anyways. Amar Belozer says, "Belozer machlokes b'shashneim adukim b'tofes v'shneim b'toref." Aval echad aduk b'tofes v'echad aduk b'toref. Zenotel tofes v'zenotel toref. Wow. So Rashi says that machlokes means that when Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, right, we had this brisa, and in the brisa, he talks about, right, what did the brisa say? Shneim adukim b'shtar. You have two people fighting over a shtar, a malve and a love. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel had said that they split it. So Reb Elazar is saying that when Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says split it in half, that specifically, b'sheshneim adukim b'tofes v'sheshneim b'toref, when they're both holding on to the toref and the tofes, right? The toref is like the more important part of the document that includes information like the time and the place and the names and the amounts, I guess. Whereas the tofes is, like, I guess, the rest of the content of the document. So if they're both holding on to the toref and they're both holding on to the tofes, so then they divide the document in half. They're both holding on to all parts of the document. But if one of them was holding on to the toref and the other one was holding on to the tofes, well, then they're not going to divide it exactly in half. Rather, whoever's holding on to the toref gets the toref. Whoever's holding on to the tofes gets the tofes. The toref is the more valuable part of the shtar. We'll get into that a little bit later, a little bit more. All right. So again, Omer Belozer says, Belozer Machlokas, when Reb Shimon Gamliel says that you divide the shtar in half, Pishashneim Adukim Betofes Vishneim Betorif. When both of them are grabbing onto the Tofes and both of them are grabbing onto the Torif, Avol, Echad Oduk Betofes Vechad Oduk Betorif. But if one of them is holding on to the Tofes and the other one is holding on to the Torif, Zenotel Tofes Vzenotel Torif. So this one will get the Tofes, this one will get the Torif, even though it's not exactly an even split, because the Torif is more valuable than the Tofes, but nonetheless, in that case, that's how it would be divided. So when Reb Shimon Gamliel says you divide it in half, that's only when they're both holding on to half the value of the document. Reb Yechanan Omar, it says, Reb Yechanan, Le'olam cholkin, v'afilu echad oduk betofes, v'echad oduk betorif. Whereas Reb Yochanan argues and says, no. They always divide the document in half, even if one of them's holding on to the Toref, the other one's holding on to the Tofes, it doesn't matter. They're both fighting over a shtar, you split it in half. V'otanya, but Reb Yochanan, what about the Braisa? Zenotel ad mokom shiodum agas? What about the Braisa says that they each take what they're holding on to? That they each take what they're holding on to? We don't just split it in half. So Lotzricha Dekoi Torev Be Mitze. If the Torev is in the middle of the document, if the Torev is in the middle of the document, which means that Memele, they're going to be splitting that part among themselves, right? Meaning, I guess you have a document, in the middle of the document is the Torev. This one is grabbing a certain amount of the document. The other one is grabbing a different part of the document, but the Tofes is in the middle. They're going to split whatever remainder there is, which means that ultimately the Tofes is going to be divided equally among the two. I think the assumption is that neither one of them is holding on to the Toref. They're both just grabbing different amounts of the Tofes, I guess. Okay. So the Tzricha Dekoi Toref Be Mitzvah. So that's when the Toref is in the middle, so then they each kind of can get what they are grabbing onto. But you know, ultimately the value will still be the same, because that's the ultimate guiding principle, which is that they divide it in half. Yochi, if that's the case, my lemeimer. Then what's kind of the chiddush of the Torah? And this person's holding on to the Torah, and that meaning this person gets what he's holding on to, and this one gets what he's holding on to. Lo tzricha the mikar of the gabe dechad. Well, it's talking about a scenario where the Toref is closer to one of them. So it's not exactly in the middle, but it's closer to one of them. And if that's the case, well, then when you divide the remaining unsnatched part in half, the Toref is going to fall into the part that's closer to one of them. Ma'adatema may have thought, Omerle plog hochi. So the one who's got the Toref closer to him is going to say, divide it, in the remaining stuff in half in a way that the Toref is entirely in my half. Komaj Malon, it is letting us know the Omerle, my, right? So I guess what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is the Omerle that you can say to the other guy, my chazes the palgas, hochi plog hochi, wait, don't divide it in half so that you get all of the Toref, and I only get Tofes, but if you divide it perpendicularly, so then we'll both get equal parts of the Toref. Omer Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina, says Rav Acha midifti to Ravina. L'Rav Elazar d'Omer zenotel Tofes v'zenotel Toref. So according to Rav Elazar, who says that, well, if one of them grabs the Toref and the other one grabs the Tofes, right? So then, right? So let's say Shimon, the lender, grabs the Toref, and Reuven, the borrower, gets the Tofes, which is the less valuable part. So lama le. So why does Reuven need the Toref, right? Meaning if Reuven's holding on to the Tofes, right? If Reuven's holding on to the Tofes and Shimon's holding on to the Toref, what good is the Tofes going to be for Reuven, since Shimon's ultimately going to come with the Tofes and collect with it? What's he going to do with the... I don't know what I just said, but... What does Reuven need the Tofes for? If Shimon's going to come with the Toref and collect with it, what's Reuven going to do with the Tofes? What is he just going to use it to cork his wine? Bechilotza apitz luchisa utzarech. What is it? Do you need it as like a cork? So amar le lidme. Well, the point is for the value. The amar hachi that he says like this. Shtarid de izbe zman kama shavi a toref. Right, a document that has a time on it, and the time is part of the toref. What is its value? Udeleiz beizman kama shavi, and what is the value of a untimed document, a document that does not have a time on it? What's its value? It's going to be less valuable. And then, so if the Reuven has the tofes, which is less valuable, and Shimon has the toref, which is more valuable, so you subtract the values from one another and find the difference. Where am I? Delays be zman kamashavi bishtore de is be zman gobi mimishabde vid idach lo gobi mimishabde. A document that has a time in it can be collected from nuchasim mishubadim, whereas a document that does not have a timer in it, you cannot collect from nuchasim mishubadim. Yoiv le heyach de bene bene. And then they pay the difference. So that is the significance of. That's why Reuven holds on to the tofes. Right? It's not just to plug his barrel, but because the tofes also has value, and the difference between the value of the toref that Shimon has and the tofes that Reuven has. I don't know if I'm messing up Reuven and Shimon and toref and tofes. I'm sorry if I am, but basically it's that difference in value that that Reuven will be responsible for. And we talk about in our Mishnah, Yachloku, right, that Reuven and Shimon are fighting over this talus, and we say divide it. So we're not talking about cutting the talus in half. We're talking about the value. Di lo tema ochi, because if you don't say like this, Shnaim ochzim betalus, ochi nami de palge. Because if so, apparently it's referring to Reb Shimon Gamliel. When he says Yachloku, it's referring to the value of the document. Because if you don't say it like this, Shnaim Ochzim Betalis, in our Mishnah, when it says Shnaim Ochzim Betalis, Hachinami Depalge, would that also mean that they divide it in half? Ha'af Sedua, you're going to ruin the Talis, right? So when we're talking about the document, we're talking about dividing the value of the document. Because also when we're talking about a talus, we must be talking about dividing the value of a talus. Because if you literally take a scissors and cut it in half, you're going to ruin it. So halo kasha, well that isn't necessarily a question because the chazi l'ktanim, if you take a talus and you cut it in half, you get a kid's talus. So maybe you could cut it in half. V'adam Rava, that which Rava says, imayis talus muzheves cholkin. Yeah, but Rava talks about what if the talus was made out of gold. Well, would you cut that in half? How I have to do it? You're going to ruin it. We can just take a gold talus and cut it in half. You're going to ruin the golden talus. But still, half of a golden talus could be good for the son of the king. He needs a small little golden talus. Yeah, but what about when the Mishnah says that if the two of them were riding on an animal, so we said that they divide it. What? Do they just cut the animal in half? You're going to kill the animal. Okay, so at least if we're talking about a tahor animal, so you can eat the meat. But if you're talking about a tamei animal, like a donkey or something, so what are you going to do with half of a dead donkey carcass? Can't eat it. So no, when it talks about the animal, it must be talking about the value of the animal. Therefore, also by the talis, we must be talking about the value of the talis as well. All right, so now we get up to a part of today's daf, which, gets a little bit hard to understand, I think. Amrami Bar Chama says, Amrami Bar Chama is also Meres. This says, and the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later what this is. Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero Kona Chavero. Okay. So Rami Bar Chama, okay, Chaver, as has been happening like a bunch over the recent dafs, like I'm going to explain it as I understand it. Something about it feels like I could probably understand it way better. But this is like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. It's like hard to figure out exactly what they're saying and why. And it's like so detailed. So I'm going to hope that I understand it properly. That's all I could tell you. Okay. If somebody picks up, he finds something, he finds a book. He says, oh, wow, my friend would really like this book. Or maybe even, you see, that's why there's so many details here. Right, like, is it talking about, like, I'm walking down the street and I find a book and I'm like, oh, let me pick that up for my friend? Or is it talking about that, like, my friend is with me, says, hey, can you pick that up for me? I actually kind of think that it's talking about that. Because it requires, like, because we're also talking about, like, das, you know? Like what about this? Like, what if Reuven sends Shimon to pick up a book for that? How about that? I think, like, that might be a better case to talk about. So let's say that. Let's say that. I think that we could say that. Yeah, that's why, again, it's like there could be so many possibilities of, like, what exactly is going on. So again, that if, I don't know, Reuven sends Shimon to go pick up, I don't know, like a lost, something that they find, I guess. So Shimon can pick it up on behalf of Reuven, and it now belongs to Reuven. Okay, fine. Because if it enters your mind that when Shimon picks it up for Reuven, Reuven does not own it, does not make a kinyan on it. There is no kinyan for Reuven. Te'osezo kimishimunachas agabe karka, v'zo kimishimunachas agabe karka, v'lo yikne loze, v'lo ze. Elav shmamina magbim mitzi lechaveru kona chaveru. Okay. So here's the thing. When you are kona something ba'agba, when you or can't make a kinyan on something by picking it up, you have to pick up the whole thing. You can't pick up half of it. So now here's the thing. When it comes to shnayim oichzim betalis, so you have two people picking up this garment. Now, if Shimon would pick up half of the garment, he would not be kona that garment. If Reuven would pick up half of the garment, he would not be kona that garment. Now, in this case, Reuven and Shimon are picking up the garment together. Now, in order for them to be able to make a kinyan on it, and we're saying that each one gets half of it, so they would have had to make a kinyan hagbah. They would have had to pick it up, the whole thing. But they're only picking up part of it. So how could they pick up part of it and yet get the whole thing? Well, it must be that Shimon can pick it up for Reuven, and Reuven can pick it up for Shimon. Again, I think this is how I understand it. I hope I understand it right. So Shimon can pick it up for Reuven. Reuven can pick it up for Shimon. So Shimon is picking up half the garment for himself. What about the other half? Well, the other half, when Reuven picks it up, I hope I'm not confusing Reuven and Shimon. When Reuven picks it up, he's picking it up for himself, but also half of it for Shimon. So Shimon's picking up half of it for himself. Reuven's picking up, I guess, half of it for himself, but also the other half for Shimon. So between what Shimon's picking up for himself and what Reuven's picking up for Shimon, he's be'etzem making a kinyan on the garment. And then, yeah, when Reuven picks it up, so he's picking up his part, but Shimon is also able to pick up the other part on the, for Reuven. So, Kilu, they're able to eat, right? They're able to get ownership of it. I mean, in this case, they're each getting ultimately half of it. But what makes it theirs and that nobody else can come and snatch it is that between the two of them, they're both picking up the whole thing. And in order for that to be able to happen and not for it to just be considered like, you know, Shimon's picking it up and the other side is just, for all intents and purposes, lying on the ground. In order for it to be considered like Shimon's actually picking up the whole thing, so he has to pick up his half. And Reuven also has to be able to pick up half of the garment for Shimon. Reuven has to be able to pick up half of the garment for Shimon. So like between what Shimon is picking up for himself and what Reuven's picking up for him, so he's picking up the whole garment and the same thing for Reuven, I think. So there you go. So in order for this thing to work, It must mean that you could pick up something for somebody else. Okay. Right. So again, Rabbi Chama says that you could, you know, Shimon could pick up something for Reuven, and Reuven would be konet. Because if it enters your mind that if Shimon picks it up for Reuven, Reuven doesn't own it, and he can't pick up something for somebody else, well then in the case of Shneim Oichzim Betalis, when Shimon picks up his half of the garment, the other half of the garment, however, should be Kemisha Munacha Sagabe Karka. Shimon's picking up half of it, but the other half, he's got nothing on. Reuven's got it, and Reuven can't be kone it for him. So it's just like basically, for all intents and purposes, as if it's just lying on the ground, and therefore Shimon hasn't picked up the entire garment. From Reuven's perspective, he's picking up half of it, but the other half is like it's lying on the ground, and he didn't pick up the whole thing. Neither one of them would have made a kinyan on it, but that's not what we said. We said that they are making a kinyan on it, and that they divide it in half, and nobody else can just take it from them. So rather, it must mean that if you pick up something for your friend is koine. Bum bum. Okay, hopefully I got that right. But even if I did get that right, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to get the next part right. Oh my Ravit, says Ravit. The olam emaloch hamagbiya mitzia lachavero lo kona chavero. So Ravit disagrees with Rami Bar Chama and would say that in the scenario where Reuven sends Shimon to pick up something for him, Reuven would not own it. Shimon can't pick up something for Reuven. Right? Shimon can't go and pick up an entire item on behalf of somebody else. Rava would argue with Rami Bar Chama and say that that is not a possibility. However, this is a different scenario. This is not talking about where Shimon is picking something up entirely for Reuven. They're picking it up together. Reuven and Shimon are both picking it up. Shneim oichzim betalis. So lolam emaloch says Rava, hamagbia mitzia lachaveru lo kana chaveru, that if somebody picks up something for his friend, it does not belong to his friend. Meaning if Shimon picks up in a book entirely for Reuven, right, only Shimon's doing the lifting, then Reuven will not own it. V'hocha, when it comes to shneim oichzim betalis, Hainu taima. The reason why it works in this case, and like we had said, that you know it has to be considered like Shimon is picking up the entire talis, even though he's only picking up half of it, and Reuven's got the other half. In this case, what does the Gemara say? Migo dezochi lenafshesh. Since Shimon is able to pick up his part for himself, zochi nami lechavre. It could also be mizakeit. The other part to Reuven, right? Shimon could pick up the half of it for himself and be mezakeh the other half to Reuven. And so it's davka because they're picking it up together that they're able to make a kinyan for the other one. But simply to pick up an item entirely on behalf of somebody else, Rava would say that is not a possibility. Teidal she'ilu omer l'shlucho. You should know that if somebody says to an emissary, say v'gadov li, right? Shimon tells Reuven, his emissary, Reuven, my emissary, go and steal for me. V'gona. So Reuven went and stole for Shimon. Potter. Shimon is potter. When Reuven did the stealing for Shimon, Shimon halachically is potter. It has nothing to do with it, right? Ein shliach l'dvar aver, divrei rav v'divrei atama divrei mishomen. V'shutfim sheganvu, but shutfin on the other hand, partners who stole. Chayovin would be chayev. What does Rashi say? Echad hotzi merishus b'ayim l'daito l'das chaveru. And then one of them was motzi it and made a kinyan on it with his friends das, right? That they both had das, And therefore, they were doing it jointly. So then, chayovin. So then, they are chayovin. So kilu, if Reuven, as the emissary of Shimon, would entirely do the geneva on his own, Shimon would be potter. And yet, if Reuven and Shimon essentially do it together, when Shimon then goes and takes it outside and makes a kinyan, so it's for both of them. My time, is it not because we say, well, in that case, since I guess if Shimon, as an accomplice of Reuven, takes it, is motziit, so then he's making a kinyan on it for both of them. Since he could be konet for himself, he can also be konet for his accomplice. So Rava argues with Rami Bar Chama and says that in general, a person cannot be, what does it say? He can't be magbia mitzia lachaver or kona chaver. He can't be like kone a mitzia for, you know, pick up the whole thing entirely for somebody else. But jointly, they can, because since he can pick it up for himself, he can also pick it up for his accomplice. Okay, fine. Okay, so far I think I'm kind of like limping along over here. Again, possibly I understood that, but it just goes deeper and deeper. And like, even if so far I understood, hopefully I did, maybe I didn't, hopefully I did, there's still no guarantee that I actually understand the next part. Amar Rava says, Rava ashtu da amar amrinon migo. Okay, now says Rava, okay, so now that we've said this whole migo thing, right, that when you have shnai moichs and betalis, since Shimon can make a kinyan on it for himself, he can also make a kinyan on it for Reuven. Okay, here we go. Yeah, honestly, I hope I understand this. Cheresh ufikeach sheigbia mitzia. Oy vavoy. Okay, so now a cheresh who doesn't have das and midoraisa cannot make a kinyan on something. Midorabanan, we say that if he makes a kinyan on something, then it's considered his, just so that people will leave him alone and not just like be, you know, stealing. Well, it wouldn't technically be stealing if it doesn't belong to him, but right, people won't just like be taking stuff from cherishes. So midorabanan, we say that right, that if he that he can make a kinyan on something, but midoraisa no. So cherish ufikeach, if you have two people who are jointly picking up something. One of them is a cheresh, the other one is a pikeach. Shegbiu mitzia, the pickup epis. Mitoch shekona cheresh, kona pikeach. Since the cheresh is kone, the pikeach is also kone. Bishlama cheresh kona. Okay, so I understand why the cheresh can be kone. Half of it, I guess. Or at least half of it. The komagbala le bendas. Well, because the cheresh, when he picks up his part, okay, so, you know, he's allowed to pick up something and he would have his, whatever his level of ownership is. Maybe midaraisa he can't own anything, midarabanan we say he can. So by him picking up, he has, you know, his level of ownership on his part. And then the pikeach picks up the other part. And just like, I think the point is that just like the pikeach can be kone, his part, so he can also be kone on behalf of the cheresh. So therefore, between the cheresh picking up his part and the pikeach picking up the cheresh's part for it, right, the other part for the pikeach, so the pikeach is making a kinyan on, I don't know, what are we even picking up? I don't know, something. Okay. So b'shama cheresh kona, the kamagbale bendas, because he's making a kinyan. I think the point is that the cheresh is making a kinyan on his own part, and in terms of the other part, the bendas is being kone for him. He's being makne to him. Mizaket him. El pikeach b'may kono. But what about the pikeach? Because the pikeach, I think, again, I think, literally every line, like I'm like, I think I get it. I hope I get it. Think slash hope I get it. The pikeach is picking up his part for himself, but what about the other part, right? We said that in order to make a kinyan on something, you have to pick up the whole thing. So now, the pikeach can pick up his part, but the other part that the cheresh is picking up, and a cheresh can't actually make a kinyan, so it's like it's just lying on the ground. And the Pekeach never picked that up. So he never made a kinyan on it. And therefore, how can he own it? So, Ela Ema, so rather I will say, because we had just said before, Mitoch Shekana Cheresh Kana Pekeach, but how could it be that the Pekeach is Kona? Ela Ema, rather I will say, Cheresh Kana Pekeach Lo Kana. Okay, so rather, it's the Cheresh who's making a kinyan on it, but the Pekeach isn't making a kinyan on it because he can't pick up the whole thing. Umay Migo, okay, what's his Migo? Migo de Shnei Cherishin Ba'alma Konu. So just like in general, if two Cherishes were to pick up this garment and they are both like on the same level of making kinyons as Cherishes, so since if two Cherishes would pick up this garment, they would be Kone, right? Just like in the case of Shnei Orchis and Metalis, they can each get half of it. So also two Cherishes. So Konu. So me, where am I? So this cheresh also in this scenario with the pikeach and the cheresh, this cheresh is also going to be kona in this case as well, right? Since if by two chereshes the cheresh should be kona, so also by cheresh and pikeach the cheresh is kona. Hi, my intimtzel omer matbiya metzia lachavero kona. So now, if you say Hamagbia Mitzia Lachavero Kone, that if you pick up Epis for your friend, he's Kone. Where am I? Hamagbia Mitzia Lachavero Kone Chavero. Hanemili Eicho de Komag Balei Adaito de Chavre. But that would only be if you pick it up for your friend. Okay. So again, where am I? Tizil Hamagbia Mitzia Lachavero Kone Chavero. Okay, so if you pick it up for your friend, okay. Hayadaita dide kamagbale. Well, the pikeach, I think the point is that we're saying, yeah, it's a little confusing. Maybe I don't understand it, but maybe I do. That the what are we saying? We're saying that the cheresh is making a kinyan, right? Right. We're saying that in this case, the pekeach picks up part of it, the cheresh picks up the other part of it, the cheresh is making a kinyan. So now the thing is, the pekeach is picking up, meaning, why is the cheresh making a kinyan on it? I think the logic would be, why is the cheresh making a kinyan on it? Because the cheresh is picking up his part of the garment, and the pikeach is picking up part of it, and he's being makne it to the cheresh, right? The thing is that the pikeach is picking up his part of the garment for himself. I guess at least his part of the garment for himself, and I guess the other part is being makne it to the cheresh. But iu lo kani. But the thing is that he can't actually make a kinyan on the garment because we said that he can't actually pick up the whole garment. So the achrine makni, how, if he can't be kona the garment because he can't actually pick up the whole garment because there's the cheresh there, and it's basically like it's lying on the floor. So if the pikeach can't actually be kona the garment, then how can it be makni to the cheresh? Because the cheresh is dependent on the kinyan of the pikeach in order for him to be able to make a kinyan on it, because while the cheresh could pick up his part of the garment, he needs to pick up the whole garment, and for that he would need the pikeach to be makne the other part of the garment to him. But if the pikeach can't even be kona the garment for himself, how could he be makne part of it to the cheresh? Again, I hope I understood that correctly. Ela ema. Rather, I will say, okay, so rather, what's going on? Mitoch shelo kono pikeach, lo kono cheresh. Rather, since the pikeach cannot make a kinyan on it, the cheresh does not make a kinyan on it, actually. V'chitema ma'ishno mishnei chereshin de'alma. And if you're going to say, wait, but if two chereshes pick up the garment together, then they would own it, then they would each own half of it. Why is that not the case by a cheresh and a pikeach? Hosom takinu lu rabonon to lo osi li insuye. Hocha meymar omar Pikeach lokoni ona akni. Okay. So I think pshat is that, meaning when it comes to the two cherishes, so again, osim takinu lu rabbonon dul osi leantsuye, that by cherishes, the rabbi said that they can make a kinyan, so that the people don't just take things away from them. And I think the point is that since you have two cherishes, and they can each make cherish level kinyan, so they can be koneh for themselves and for the other one. Ha'achabur avir meimar amr, I guess the cherish, I guess, is going to say, Pikeach lokani ono akni. Well, if the pikeach can't even make a kinyan on this thing, so then how will I be able to make a kinyan via the pikeach? Interesting that like the cherish is going through this reasoning. I mean, it's pretty complex thought processes, I think. And he is a cherish after all. Anyways, okay, fine. Chevra, I may have understood that. I don't have like a strong handle on it to like feel really confident, but it's very like stringy like that. I don't know. It's like so many like twists and turns on such delicate, you know, thought processes. Omele Rav Acha Bei De Ravada Le Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Bei De Ravada says to Rav Ashi, Diyuke De Rami Bar Chama Meheicha. Where does Rami Bar Chama's diyuk come from? Right? Rami Bar Chama had said, what did he say? Zoso meres hamagbia mitzia lachavero kono chavero, that this teaches that somebody who picks up something for his friend, so his friend is koneit. What's zoso meres? Where does he learn that from? So I neima me reisha, if it comes from the reisha, shnei moichsim betalis, right? Shnei moichsim betalis. So then how can we learn out from Shnaim Oichzim Betalis that you could be koneh for somebody else? Haiko Hosom Aiko Amar Kula Shali Vono Agbaita Kula. That's not what's going on over there. What's going on over there is that Reuven's saying, it's all mine. Vihai Omar Kula Shali Vono Agbaita Kula. And Shimon's saying, what you talking about, Reuven? It's all mine. Nobody's being koneh nothing for nobody else. Where am I? I hope I didn't skip anything. So Elo Meha Dikatani Ze Omer Kula Shali Ze Omer Kula Shali. Rather, you know, as we I think learned on the first daf of the Masechta, that Shnei Moichzim Betalis, right? Ze Omer Ani Mitzosia Ze Omer Ani Mitzosia Ze Omer Kula Shali Ze Omer Kula Shali. How come it says Ani Mitzosia and then it says Kula Shali? Hosu Lomali. How come we need ani mitzasiya and kula sheli? So ela mimishni yiserish mamino hamagbiya mitzia lachavero kona chavero. Rather, from the extra section, right? The extra kula sheli section. So we learn that we learn from there that if somebody, right, that you pick up something for that you could that Shimon could pick up something on behalf of Reuven. But one second, we learned, I don't know, the first daf, the second daf, that, I think the first daf, that when it says ani mitzosia, that's talking about finding something. When he says kula shali, that's talking about that they're both arguing about purchasing something. So that's why it's actually not to teach that it could be kona for somebody else. Let me say, for rather from the next part of the Mishnah, is that omer kula shali, v'zomer chetzio shali. Right, Reuven says it's all mine. Shimon says half of it's mine. Hosulomali, why do I need this extra scenario? Elim mishni yisera shmamino. Rather, from this extra scenario, we learn hamagbiya mitzia lachavero kona chavero. That if Shimon picks up epis for Reuven, Reuven can acquire it. Umimayde b'mitzia. How do we know that section is talking about a mitzia? Duma b'mekach umimkor. Maybe it's talking about purchasing, right? Reuven says, I purchased all of it. Shimon says, I purchased half of it. And if you're going to say, yeah, but then what's the chiddush? It's through, well, it needs to teach us, I may have thought to say, I shali. Well, I may have thought that the one who says that only half of it, right, he only owns half of it, maybe it'll be like he's returning a lost object, right? I mean, he could have claimed all of it, but he's only claiming half of it. So it's like he's returning a lost object, and therefore he shouldn't have to pay. Kamash Malon, Dayarume, Kamarim, rather it's teaching us that and he shouldn't have to swear. I don't know what I say. He shouldn't have to swear. So it's coming to teach us that he's actually being tricky. Sover Yamina Kula Shalif, I say all of it is mine, but ina ishtabuya, I'll have to swear. Ema Hochi de Ahavi Kamesh Vaveda Vipater. Therefore I'll just say that I only own half of it and I won't have to swear. Because I'll be like Kamesh Vaveda. And therefore we say that no, even in that case he has to swear. Lameho, rather from here. Hayushnaim Rochvan Agabi Beimo. If you have two of them riding on an animal, and they both claim it belongs to them, why do I need this scenario? Rather, from the extra scenario, we'll learn out that somebody can pick up something for somebody else. Maybe what it's letting us know is the rochiv nami koni. Maybe what it's letting us know is that the chiddush is that even the person who's just riding on it and not pulling it, he's right. Even in that case, they can make a kinyan. Ella, miseifa, rather from the next scenario. Bizman she'ein modin, if both of them admit, o she'esh lem edim, or they have witnesses, cholkim below shvua, they can divide up without a shvua. B'mai, what's this talking about? Ibn mekachum hemker, tzricha lemeimar. If we're talking about where they both claim to own it, then certainly they would be able to. If they both admit it or they're witnesses, so they wouldn't have to swear. Ela labi mitzia, rather it's talking about a finding something mishmamina magbia mitzia lachavero kona chavero. And what and this part of the Mishnah, what it's teaching is that if you pick up something for your friend, then your friend is kone. Virava, and Rava who says that no, in a scenario when you pick up something entirely for your friend, it's not kone. Amar lach migo dezochi lenafshe. Zochinami lechaver. He'll say that Davka in the case of Shneim Oichzim Bitalis, since he's picking up, right, he's making a kinyan on part of it for himself, so he can also make a kinyan on the other part for his friend. All right, friends, I think we're going to hold it here. I mean, this I think was already a long daf. I don't know how long this was, but is this like already like close to 50 minutes at least? And this is only the first amud. So anyways, I think we're going to stop here. Mamash on the last line of Ches Amud Aleph. And then this next part, I think, gets like super technical also. It's like funny daffs, like very subtle. But the big interesting machlokas here, though, and we're going to revisit again, I think, on daff, I don't know, maybe Tess, Yud, I don't know. Tomorrow, is that the right? I don't know what's what. I don't know what's what. Maybe Yud, maybe Tess, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day. I don't know. Where am I stopping? No, tomorrow. No, I don't think we can get to it tomorrow. But anyways, well, I don't know what's what. But the big machlokas here, which is really important and interesting, is that Rabbi Bar Chama says that somebody could pick up something for somebody else and that other person would be kone, whereas Rava disagrees and says that no, in that scenario, the other person would not be kone, but if they jointly pick up something together, since he could be kone his part, he can also be mizake the other part to his friend. All right, friends, that was daf ches, or at least the first half of it, but for Dafayomi's purposes at Babylon Talmud, we can consider that to be Daf Ches. I'll catch you all tomorrow for Daf Tes and a Half. Peace out.